Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Bergen Wells podcast. And today, I am standing outside of my house waiting for my mom to come bring me a key because I'm locked out. Sadly, I've been locked out of my home, and I'm literally just waiting here for my mom to bring in a key. It is 8:34 a.m., and I had just gone to coffee and decided to be dropped off early as my mom went and dropped off my grandma. And here I am at home waiting outside because I don't have a first period class. So this is an epic happening. So I thought I'd just record a podcast while I wait for my mom to get back. This will probably only be like 5 to 10 minutes. So first of all, I've been getting some lashback for my short 10-minute podcast, which I think is ridiculous because a podcast can be any length you want it to be, and I don't think there's necessarily a set length it can be, but personally, I think it could even be better to have a short one because people aren't necessarily going to sit there for an hour and listen to me talk, so I only can get their attention span for a set amount of time, so who cares if it's 10 minutes long or whatever, it's still a podcast. I'm still uploading it on all my platforms. Also, you can now listen to the Let's Get This Bread podcast on Spotify. Speaking of this podcast, I'm still thinking of an intro, so if you guys have any ideas, throw them my way in the account of DMs or Snapchat or even commenting on my latest YouTube video will do just fine, but especially do the last one because I'm still trying to get to that 1,000 subscribers. I'm trying to make money off YouTube so I don't have to go to college or I could have YouTube pay for college or something. I don't know what my plan is with that. And speaking of YouTube, I really haven't been able to come out with episodes super regularly because of school and the mental fucking battle it brings, but expect more episodes soon. I have tons of footage that I just haven't edited and put together, so there are new YouTube videos on the way. Next topic, we'll talk about school. We'll talk about CNN and how terrible in my opinion, news networks are these days. I'm not saying their coverage is necessarily bad. I'm just saying there's a lot of bias and false opinions, or not false opinions, there's no such thing as that, but I'm trying to say idiocracy. I don't know if that's the right use of that word. It might not be, but a lot of them just are debating over things just to make it almost entertaining. So, okay, let's say the other day I was watching a debate between two of the CNN news anchors, not a news anchor, CNN employees, there's two people, and it was over the Kavanaugh and Ford trial, or not trial, hearing. So they're literally just going back and forth over really small things. I'd say there was, one of the reporters really had no clue what they were doing. I mean, they were vouching for Kavanaugh's side. She's like 100% yes. And her main point was just that the claims were too radical to be real. They didn't have enough evidence supporting them, and that she basically stated that all women claiming to be sexually assaulted or sexually raped had to have forensic evidence and had to have witnesses and people back them up. Which brings an interesting thing. How can you get forensic evidence when it happened in high school 30 years ago? So her point was already a little like invalid by saying that. I mean, and then the other reporter was vouching for basic morals. If a person, should we hire somebody for this position that has basic morals and is a good person overall? I thought it was pretty interesting to listen to, but I just don't think a lot of news networks can cover and debate topics really professionally. It's usually just ends up in a bunch of middle-aged people yelling at each other over over a topic. So that's my opinion on the news networks. And recently, people have been, I've been accused by the parental units of some pretty radical things. Like, unfortunately, my house is near where the interesting kids come and have good times, and maybe some homeless people too, judging from what recently has happened. And recently, my parents have found a canister of compressed air nitrogen stuff that you use for like whipped cream bottles and stuff, and they found one of those and accused me of smashing it and like inhaling it to get high, right? Basically, it was probably just some of the weird kids that hang around my house, or some homeless people just vibing out, having a good time. But that happened recently. Also, there's been people near Hunter Park, which is near my near a said park, which was near my house. Basically, oh god, I'm giving up so much personal information, but fuck it. They're near my house, and they basically like broke into somebody's house looking for stuff and just going through stuff. So a lot of things happening in the hood. But yeah, still waiting for my mom to come pick me up. Still chilling outside, just having a good time recording this podcast. So how do you guys feel about rainy weather? I mean, I love rainy weather personally. It's like, it just gives a really good aura, and the smell is like the best thing in the world when you come outside after it rains, and it's just like, and you just smell all the flowers and plants and trees that you can't smell otherwise. And you know, you can put on your sweaters, you can put on your pants, and you don't feel like cold, but it's still like cold looking, if that makes sense. I don't know, rainy weather is just like the best thing, but it also means you can't skate anywhere, so that is annoying sometimes. But yeah, I'm just trying to vibe out right now. I'm trying to keep my positive energy up before school starts, so I don't go to school in a bad mood. But wish I had something more exciting to do than record a podcast, like skateboard or something. But oh well, just gotta wait for my mom to get back. She still hasn't. So yeah, we're reaching 10 minutes here. I'd like to thank you all for listening to episode 2 of the Let's Get This Bread podcast. If you have an intro in mind, make sure to let me know by either messaging using this app or on YouTube. I might think of one that I might, and I might not use yours, but feel free to send it along. Thank you guys for listening, and be sure to check out all my social media at Bergen Wells, Bergen.Wells on Instagram. add me at BatBergen on Snapchat. And my YouTube channel is Bergen Space Wells, just Bergen Wells. Look that up. Thank you for listening.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.